Just to review from last time, we were dealing with the question of the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Makos. A well-known comment, Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Lefichach Hirba Lehem Torah U'mitzvos. So the question, the well-known question, it's not the Maharal's question, it's a well-known question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be very successful, so seemingly he should give us less mitzvos. More responsibilities, more obligations, seemingly would make it more difficult for us to do a proper job. So if you want us to be successful, Hashem, you should just give us a couple of mitzvos. So we spent some time last time discussing the opinion of the Rambam, which the Maharal quotes, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many things to try in this world, with the hope and the intention that eventually we'll at least get one mitzvah perfectly right. And that becomes a person's Olam Haba. And he brought as a proof of this idea, the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah that tells the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion and how he came to Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma and he asked him, what's going to be with me when I leave this world? Am I going to be a Ben Olam Haba? And he told him, did you ever do a really amazing mitzvah? And he said, yes, one time something happened with tzedakah money. We'll get back to what that was. And he said, okay, so if that's true, then you have an Olam Haba. You have a portion waiting for you in Olam Haba. So the Rambam says, you see that Hashem gave us a number of mitzvos, many mitzvos, again with the hope that at least one time we will have one mitzvah that is just above and beyond. But the Maharal wondered and asked, I don't understand. We have a Gemara, very clear, Gemara Mefureshes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that says that everything depends on one's overall calculation. So we had some suggestions last time, both online and offline. Thank you for sending me some thoughts on the side. But at the end of the day, the Maharal was not satisfied with the opinion of the Rambam. He didn't feel that any one mitzvah could make a person worthy of Olam Haba. What about the Gemara that he quoted, that the Rambam quoted, the Gemara of Odazara Daf Yudches, Yudzayin Amud Beis, Yudches Amud Aleph? What about that Gemara? So the Maharal said last time, perhaps it could be the fact that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion gave tzedakah one time so amazingly, so outstandingly, so Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was able to look at him and say to him, wow, if you're this type of person, this is indicative of your overall character. We mentioned last time that that's a mahalach in the Rambam in general. The Maharal operates like that often he will look at a person and will see the essence of the person, and if a person deviates from that, so then it's not really their essence. And we'll see that obviously could put more pressure on us, but we'll see how it helps us in a very positive way tonight. Okay, but let's learn the Gemara one more step. This is where we're up to. Va'od ani omer. Ki masha amar klum maisa baliyadcha. When Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma asked Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, did you ever have a special mitzvah? And he told him, yes, one time I put aside money for Purim. Remember the Gemara? One time I put aside money for Purim, and then I mixed it up with some tzedakah money, and I decided instead of keeping a little bit for myself and giving most of it to tzedakah, I gave the whole thing to tzedakah. He said, wow, that was unbelievably generous of you. And that's a sign that you're a Ben Olam Haba. So explains the Maharal, here's what it means. When he asks him, did anything ever happen to you? Ratzah lomar, mimaisa mitzvah achas yizkel olam haba she'ina davar kach. He wasn't saying to him that, did you ever do this one mitzvah that again became your whole Olam Haba? But let's analyze what this mitzvah was and why this mitzvah. Again, the first shot in the Maharal was that from the fact that you did this mitzvah so outstandingly, it's indicative of your entire being. It must be that you have many mitzvahs that you do like that. Because only a person who's on such a madrega could even do this one time. That's the first shot. But now he reads the story more b'derech remez, and says from the fact that he mixed up specifically Purim Su'uda money with tzedakah money, that actually is being merames to something. So here's what it's being merames to. Rak hayashoa lo klum maisa bal yadcha, shemina maisa yesh lahavchin simon ben olam hava. Did anything ever happen to you? And from the specific thing that happened, perhaps if understood properly, did it indicate, did it hint to the fact that maybe you are a ben olam hava? And he said, yes, I think I know what you mean. And he gave him the following example. Rabbi Chanina Metradion said back to him, yes, ma'os purim nischalfu b'ma'os tzedakah, v'chilakdiyo solaniyam. Yes, one time, my purim suda money got mixed up with tzedakah, and I gave the whole thing to the poor. V'adava remez mufla. Only the Maharal could read a Gemara like this. It's amazing. But the Maral says, "V'hadavar remez muflag." It's hinting to a very amazing thing. Ki ma'os shel Purim einam omdim rak l'ribuy achila v'shtia. The Purim money, the Purim sued the money. If you think about it, it's a funny thing. You know, to be Makayim a Purim Suda, you have to have more and more and more and more. And yet, some people like to have more and more and more and more. Ribuy Achila, Ribuy Shtia, more bottles of wine, more delicacies. Right? People put a lot of effort sometimes into a very elaborate Purim Suda. Now listen to these words of the Maharal. V'ilu haye yom hazeh yom sheyesh bo kedusha. If Purim was, in fact, a day of kedusha, what does that mean? If it maybe means if it was really a Yom Tov in the full sense of the word, lo haya hasuda inyan gashmi lagamri. If Purim was really a day of kedusha, now he's going to say things which are shocking to especially those of us who love Purim, but again, you have to understand what he means by it. He says, if Purim was a holy day, then how could it be that it's so gashmi as dick? Shahaya zeh lechvor hayom lemailas kedusha so. Aval ein biyom zeh kedusha klal. Can you imagine such a lashon? Shaval, I appreciate the smile. Can you imagine to say such a thing? That Purim has no Kedusha at all. V'achila v'ashasiyah hu davar gashmi me'inin olam hazeh. It's just pure gashmias. Now again, if you understand this deeply, al pi chasidus, you understand that if it's all gashmias, that's the greatest. That's the greatest thing in the world. That's Hashem's greatest desire to manifest holiness within gashmias. Okay, but that's not really for now. But the point the Maharal is making is that on the surface, Purim is a day that's kulo gashmi. Shu kulo gashmi. V'nischalif ma'os elu b'ma'os aniyam. And he exchanged that money for what? For ma'os aniyam. Now think about it. Of all the money, however much money you have in your bank account, when you leave this world, when a person dies, leaves money behind in this world, or all the money you amassed or spent in this world, which of the money actually comes with you to Olam Haba? You can't take a penny with you of what's left in your bank account. The only money that's coming with you is the money that you gave to tzedakah. That's your investment in Olam Haba. So money to the aniyim is sort of the opposite of Purim money. If Purim money is pure gashmias, then money to the aniyim is pure Olam Haba money. Shemos aniyim hefech zeh. Ki ani yadua she'ein lo olam hazeh klal. An ani doesn't feel that he has much of this world at all. Ve'einena mitovas olam hazeh. And the ani has a very difficult olam hazeh. So when Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion exchanged Purim money and he turned it into tzedakah money, says the Maharal, beautiful remez, v'nischalfu lo maos Purim shua kol olam hazeh hefech zeh b'maos aniyim she'ein lem chelek b'olam hazeh v'chilek hakol aniyim. So when he exchanged the Purim money, which is pure olam hazeh, for tzedakah money, and an ani has no real place in this world, and from the perspective of the giver, the money that you gave to the ani is Olam Haba investments. From the fact that you traded, so to speak, Purim for Tzedakah, in other words, you traded Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba, this is indicative of a Ben Olam Haba. V'nischalfalo mo'os Purim shu'a ko b'Olam Hazeh mo'os aniyim, she'en lam chelek b'Olam Hazeh v'chilek hakol aniyim. I just read that line twice, sorry. V'dover zeh remez, so this hints to the fact, it's a beautiful remez, this is hinting to the fact that you are the type of person who, while born into this physical world, turned his whole life into what? Into Olam Haba. And therefore, it obviously makes a lot of sense, and all of the portion that was allotted to you in this world, shamor lo l'Olam Haba, is all destined for you in Olam Haba. So that's the remez of this story. It wasn't just a random incident that one time the Purim money got exchanged with tzedakah money. The Maharal sees in that again as an indication of a person who traded away all of Olam Hazeh, the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, which is again, he's using Purim as the example of the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, for a portion of Kulo Olam Haba, which is tzedakah money. Amazing idea. So now he says, and what was the end of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion? What was the end of his life? What's the end of the story? Ukamo Shahaya Ba'emis Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion Hatzadik HaKadosh, says the Maharal. He was a tzadik in his lifetime and he was a kadosh in his death. Shaya Nisraf V'Sefer Torah Imo. The Gemara tells us over there in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches, the sad end of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, that he died al Kiddush Hashem burnt with the Sefer Torah. V'lo hayachelko b'olam hazeh. His chelik was certainly not in this world. Rak hakol shamur lo le'olam haba. It was all set aside for him in the world to come. V'alze amar im kein mechalkecha yehei chalki. And therefore, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma says, if you one time exchange Purim money for tzedakah money, then I want to be with you in the world to come. Maral says, it's not that one time he did this mitzvah, and it's not that one time it was this unbelievable mitzvah, like the Rambam says. No, it's telling his life story through this one incident. If we were to zoom in, so to speak, on this one story, we'd see the whole life of Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon, that his whole life was trading Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba, and that's why Rachmana Litzlan, in a very holy way, he gave back his life, burnt, ascending with the letters of the Sefer Torah. Ki simen yesh lo shechelko shahaya roi lo olam hazeh, hu shamar lo li olam haba. Okay? So now, says the Maharal, now that I've made my case, ume'ata ein raya klal, so therefore the Rambam's idea in his Perash HaMishnah on Makos, which is a nice idea, I don't think it's true. I don't think that one mitzvah could somehow become your olam haba. And therefore, chazra kushyan l'mekoma, b'maymer ha'mefursim. And therefore, the question is restored to its place on this maymer chazal and makos, ratza kadosh baruch hu lezakos es Yisrael, lefichach hirba lahem mitzvos. We therefore go back to our opening question. If you want me to be successful, Hashem, so why did you give me so many responsibilities? And now, my friends, we're about to learn some beautiful, beautiful words. Because the Maharal is now going to give us a sneak peek into his whole world view of the neshama of a Jew. We've seen a little, glimmers of it already throughout the Sefer, but he's going to say it really strong and really clear here. Again, we saw a little bit of it in Perak Aleph and in Perak Gimel, but it's going to be really, really clear. Va'ani Omer, ki lo kashya klal. Now, this is a very deep explanation. Let's listen carefully. Ki mashi Yisrael he muchanim ela Torah, hi madrega bifnei atzma. Because that which the Torah is destined for the Jewish people, and that which we are muchan, that which we are prepared, that we are ready, recipients of the Sefer Torah, of the Torah and its mitzvos, he madrega bifnei atzma. What does he mean by that, madrega bifnei atzma? What he means is that the willingness of the Jewish people to accept the Torah, regardless of how we actually operate once we've been given the Torah, regardless of how we actually use the Torah, simply the fact that the Torah was custom-made for us, whether we're the best Jew who ever was or the worst Jew who ever was in terms of practice, but the very fact that Hashem gives the Torah to every... Think about it for a second. The biggest Rasha, the person in history who has the most Averos possible, the highest score in Averos, right? But Hashem gave him the Torah also. He's also a Yid. He also has a Chelek in Torah. He was also given the Torah. So the very fact that it was given to him, even though Lemaisa he did a terrible job with it, but the very fact that the neshama, and I'm not adding words to the Maharal, he's going to say it explicitly in a moment, the very fact that the neshama of a Jew is custom made for Torah is itself a maila and a zchus for Klal Yisrael. Ki mipnei shehei muchanim ela Torah, kamo sheyisbara lamaila, that from the very fact that we were created with a soul that was meant to receive the Torah, ve'einam kamo shar umos akum she'ein muchanam la'Torah, as we learned back in Parak Aleph, that there's something unique about the Jewish soul and its ability to align itself with Torah. That doesn't mean that we don't do averos. We make mistakes. What would the Maharal say? We've also seen, glimmers of his shita on that. When we make mistakes, it's exactly that. It's a mistake. Even the avera done b'mezid is an accident. It's not who you really are. Is the Maharal just being apologetic? Is he making excuses for us? No. He's revealing to us the essence of the Jewish soul. So every Jewish soul is custom made to fit with Torah and mitzvos. V'im nasan lahem ma'at mitzvos, lo haya hazuchus shalahem kol kach, kamo sheyesh lahem zuchus, b'ma sheyesh lahem Torah sheyesh bo mitzvos harbe. What is the Maharal saying here? If it's true, that what? That basically, to the degree that Hashem gives you mitzvos, it's Hashem showing his confidence in you. So that means if Hashem gave us 5 mitzvos, he believed in us a little bit. If he gave us 10 mitzvos, he believed in us a little bit more. If he gave us 100 mitzvos, he believes in us a little bit more. The fact that Hashem is willing to take a chance of giving us 613 mitzvos, that itself is a zchus for Klal Yisrael. That means Hashem believes it's shayach for a Jew to keep the 613 mitzvos. umuchanim el harbe mitzvos, our soul is prepared to receive such a thing. The nations of the world only have the ability to accept 7 mitzvos b'nei noach. That's as far as their, so to speak, their souls can reach. And those 7 are also very significant. And an Andrew can get olam haba in the world of the worldview of the Rambam, right? But when I trust a person with certain basic principles, I only believe in their ability to establish a basic ethical society. But when I give you 613, it's Hashem's way of saying, I believe that you can accomplish something even beyond, something lamalim in ateva, to use the language from the earlier prakim. And if it wasn't true, right, now he's going to try to prove his point, if it wasn't true that just being ready to receive Torah, having a soul that somehow aligns itself with Torah, if that wasn't a maila, if that wasn't a madrega, if that wasn't worth anything, so then I'll ask you, says the Maharal, be'ezet tzad nucha lomar, sha'osam shalo hayu yecholam l'kayim mitzvah satorah, sha'mesu kishahem ketanim, shiu b'nei olam haba. So then how could Chazal have such an opinion that a person who, rachmana letzlan, dies young, a child that dies before it has the chance to really learn, to really do mitzvos, to really daven, a child who gives back his soul after a very short period of time in this world, how can Chazal say that that child is a ben olam haba? If it's all based on performance, there was no performance. Right? So it must be, avala inyan hu, b'ma sheheim ha'am sheyesh lehem haTorah. The very fact that they are part of the nation, that is the recipient of Torah, u'muchanim letorah u'mitzvah b'shvil achanasim letorah, yizku l'chay olam haba. But the very potential that that child possessed, the very fact that they were created with a Jewish neshama, even though l'maisa they didn't accomplish all that much, but the very fact that they had that potential is itself a merit. It's a schus. It's a gift, really. That's maybe the most proper word, because we didn't do anything to earn it. We were just selected. But it's a big schus, and it's something that that is inherent to the Jewish being. It's not merely based on one's performance in this world. So it's because of that hachana to Torah and mitzvos that there's zocha to olam haba. And he gives another example which should resonate. Who's, let's say, not living in Eretz Yisrael, or even living in Eretz Yisrael but not living in the time of Beis HaMikdash, who's limited in his ability to perform Kol HaTorah Kula. We don't have a real Yom Kippur. We don't have a real Karban Pesach. We're missing so much without a Beis HaMikdash. So if you look at B'nai Galus and you say, oh, I guess you can't get Olam Haba because you can't do the job. It's not possible. We're not able to fulfill many of the mitzvos that are dependent upon the land. Right? So you'll say, okay, so it must be that a Jew is living in Chutzlaret, or a Jew is living in a period when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Okay, his neshama is by definition ruined. He cannot score a perfect score. Well, that doesn't seem fair. So says the Maharal, don't worry about it. The very fact that you could bring karbanos, if you could bring karbanos, also counts for something. Chas v'shalom lomar davar kazeh l'mayit mishlemas hadoros shemesu. God forbid to say such a thing, which would take away greatly from those who are dead. Why is he saying those who are dead? Take away from you and me also. But it means that for those who were not zochet to see a Beis HaMikdash, Maral is writing that you and I have to read this piece with the hope that tomorrow we'll see a Beis HaMikdash. Tonight we'll see a Beis HaMikdash. Right? However that's however that works, right? But we have to believe that it's all shayach in my lifetime to do all the mitzvos. What about someone who never had the opportunity? What about the child that died young? What about the person who was spent their whole life longing for Mashiach? Chavetz Chaim, what? The Chavetz Chaim's neshama is by definition deficient because he didn't live in a time where he could do all the mitzvos, because he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. Does that mean that it's impossible for him to achieve shleimus? And the answer, says the Maharal, in a very deep way, is no. It means that the possibility of doing these things, right? Like we quoted, remember, in the third parak, we quoted the Gemara in Brachas and Davav. A person who wants to do a mitzvah and can't gets schar if they did the mitzvah. So as long as our ratzon is intact, as long as I want to be the best Jew I could be, there are things that are beyond my control I can't do. Okay. So says the Maharal, but you could still be a ben olam haba. The fact that we are b'nei Torah, the fact that we are in a state of readiness for Torah, Yesh lanu schar bechol haTorah kula. That gives us worthiness of being recipients of schar for the entirety of the Torah. V'davar zeh barur, v'yizbar davar zeh barichas be'ezus Hashem. This idea is very clear, and I will explain it further. Let's just do 2 more minutes. V'al zeh amar Rabbi Chananya ben Akashya. When he said Ratzo, Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, Hashem wanted to merit the Jewish people. Hashem wanted to prove our worthiness. Uleficha chir b'lehem mitzvos harbe. And that's Hashem's, again, vote of confidence in us. Ve'muchanim el mitzvos harbe ma'od. V'zeu zchus Yisrael. Kasher yesh la mitzvos harbe bi'oser. Ulekach scharem gadol yoser. Even though, again, we're not able to do the mitzvos. I'll give you one example, interesting quick example, that the Maharal brings in his super commentary on Rashi, the Gur Aryeh in Parshas Noach. Think about the Rashi at the beginning of Noach. What do we know about Noach? Noach is a tzaddik. Midorosov. Yesh darshan l'shvach, yesh darshan l'gnai. Right? What's the positive way of learning it? We say that Noach was a tzaddik, and if he lived in the times of Avraham, he would have been an even bigger tzaddik. So says the Maharal, think about this. What are we saying? We're saying part of the Hatzalah of Noach at the time of the Mabul is based on the fact that what? That had he lived at a different time, he would have been a bigger tzaddik. Right? That's why he was saved now. Even though he didn't do those things now because he was living in a wicked generation. So you see that we sometimes look at a person, at the essence of the person, who would you be if you could be, you know, your ideal self? There's a variety of factors that stop you. Sometimes it's your generation. Sometimes it's the negative influences, like Noah. Sometimes it's the inability to have access to Eretz Yisrael, to a Beis HaMikdash. But we see that a person is given credit for what he wants to do or what he could do. Va'al yikshe lecha sof sof yescharim yoytze be'efseidam shim lo yikayim rov ator yerasha. But says the Maharal, well, this sounds like a very beautiful idea, but wouldn't you challenge me and say, at the end of the day, but Lamaisa, if I live a life doing a lot of averos, then I lose out a lot? Right? Doesn't it come at a cost? Again, the potential of doing all this good is beautiful. And the fact that Hashem believes in me, and the fact that that says something good about me, is all very nice, but is that greater than a life of averos, if God forbid I choose a life of averos? So says the Maharal, and with this we'll wrap up, Ze'eno. Sof sof marviach bezeh al yedei sheyesh lo achana la Torah sheyesh b'mitzvos harbe. The Maharal, in a certain unbelievable way, says the possibility again of you living a life of mitzvos in some ways is the greatest thing of all. Ki adavar hazeh she'efshar sheyakayim ha-mitzvos alo yakayim, davar zehu shakul. Whether you do the mitzvos or don't do the mitzvos, it's a toss-up. Ki ulai yizkav yakayim ha-mitzvos. But Hashem is hopeful that you will. But the fact that Hashem is hopeful that you will, the fact that Hashem is willing to invest in you, the kevan shah davar hu shakul, davar zeh machriya mashu muchan ala Torah shal riboy mitzvos, ve davar zeh hu zchus gadol ma'od. Again, it sounds on a certain level, there's a lot of footnotes here, it's a lot to work out here, but it sounds like on a certain level, simply the fact that Hashem believes that you can do 613, somehow in the end of the day, gives you the zchus. Now again, our avoda, of course, is to be honest, and to try our best. But on a certain basic level, we understand how every Jewish soul is muchan l'Torah and mitzvos, and because of that is memela aben olam haba. V'davar zeh yisbar l'kaman ki zeh misegulas nafshim shal Yisrael sheimuchanim el mitzvos, and realize that this is the very secret essence of the Jewish soul, that we're muchan for mitzvos, v'mayetzahar misgar behem mikol makom mitzad etzem nafshim muchanim el Torah. And even if the Yitzhar gets the better of us, but the essence of who I am is still one who is muchan for Torah. And therefore, says the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba, every Jew gets a chelek in olam haba. Why? How do I know? Maybe I'll be a Rasha. No. B'pnei hachanosim ele Torah, because of their readiness to receive the Torah, and really, last but not least for tonight, more than this, b'yoyser mizeh, and even more than this, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kuf yod amud beis, sha'afilu katan shenolad, yesh lo chelek l'olam haba. It's built into the very nature of the Jewish soul. It's a segula of the nefesh ha-Yisraeli. The The fact that Hashem gave us so many mitzvos, that itself is a great zchus for us. So halavai, we should, you know, actualize that potential, like we learned in the earlier prakim. And again, we don't want to be Rasham. We don't want to prove Hashem wrong on a revealed level. But on a pneumistical level, the Maharal is saying such a deep idea that Hashem believes in the inner essence of the Jewish soul and the very readiness of a Jewish soul to receive Torah and mitzvos, that itself is the schus by which we merit Olam Haba. Okay.